Yeah, I think sometimes things are taken out of your control, and you know, I did feel that, that there was an element of our playing Sheffield United which was affected by not training. And even in a normal week, if we ever give the lads 2 days off, when they come back in, you know, there's five or six of them we always highlight won't be as good until the next day, and that's just the way it is. And I just felt that some of the decisions we made at Bramall Lane were a little bit uncharacteristic of us. But we've trained since then. We've had great help from some local academies around the area who've come in and opened up their AstroTurfs for us to play on, which has been brilliant. And what's so important through this period, because you know our own 4G pitch at the training ground is completely ruined. It's going to have to be relayed. The grass pitches are going to be out of action for a while. That whatever we've got to do, we've got to find places to train. And I go back to 4 years ago when I first came here. We had one pitch which was quite often unplayable, and we used to drive here, there, and everywhere to make sure that the training standards were kept high. And if we have to do that again, that's what we've got to do. And the players are ready for it to meeting points and venues to be changed on a daily basis. But you know, other teams will be in the same position.
So have you been hearing any sort of timescale about the pitches?
The 4G, I think what's going to be long term, because it's going to have to be completely relayed, and obviously there's an insurance issue there. But it's the schools who own that pitch. The grass pitches obviously have had a lot of damage on them. You know, there's a lot of debris to be cleared from those pitches, which is going to take a while.
Are you also worried about a fixture backlog as well? Is the fact we've now got three games to rearrange, and if we have another cup run as well, more games on top of that?
Yeah, with the three games, which we're just having a chat with Hannah, our secretary, you know, in the next 10 minutes to go through that, because we've sent requests of when we want them in, and one club has turned one of those requests down, so we need to get them in quickly. So what I don't want to do is to end up too far behind in case there is a game called off somewhere further down the line, or we have an FA Cup replay. So we need to get them in, and hopefully early in the new year there'll be an announcement when those games are arranged.
And I've got to ask you, we're moving into January, so obviously the three players on loan at the moment, any progressions on that? They're all up. Carl Reid, John Bowery and Reece Burke's deals up after Saturday.
Yes.
Lee Evans the following week.
Yeah, well, we're in talks with all those clubs, and we'll probably make an announcement early in the new year.
Are you confident of keeping all of them at this stage?
We're in talks with them all, and like I say, we'll let everybody know when decisions have been made, because it's not just decisions from our end, it's what other clubs want to do as well.
And a contingency plans in place in case you don't manage to hang on to them?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been working on that the last couple of days, and making sure, like I said, we've got to be strong. We're going to be strong with the players we've got coming back. But if we need to freshen it up and people go back, we will do that.
It's been fairly rare to see Bradford concede three goals this season. Yeah. Are you expecting a reaction against Gillingham?
Well, we need to respond, as all of us, you know, because, like I said earlier in the interview, that you know, there's certain elements of our play, the compactness of the team, the tenacity and the resilience, which went missing for a short period in that game. And if you look at Sheffield United, you know, they set themselves up as a standard 4-4-2, and over the course of the game, they did it better than us. The midfield four worked really, really hard, and I thought they worked very, very hard to stop us playing. And, you know, that's what we've been doing, and we need to get back to it. You know, obviously the goals gave them a huge lift, and you know, when you score a goal in a game of that magnitude, it really gives you an adrenaline boost, and when you get three, you know, you feel as though you can run all day, and there's an element of that. But like I've said many times, things go against you, and you've got to keep going and you know, stay in the game for as long as you can. But the third one was a killer blow,
especially from the home fixture against Gillingham. I suppose you'll know the threats that they can really pose in this kind of a game.
Yeah, they haven't changed a great deal, really. You know, the key players are still there, so we know what they're all about. So you know, we can prepare, you know, for what they've got to offer.
And it's been a big 2015 for Bradford. How, after Christmas, you can sort of see where teams' expectations go, but how have you assessed Bradford's season so far?
Yeah, well, it's had a different start, didn't we, you know, in terms of the results and said many times that we've had an unprecedented number of serious knee injuries, which have derailed us, and we've had to rejig the kind of plans we had at the start around. But as it stands at the moment, we're on a decent run, take away Saturday's defeat. If we can get something down at Gillingham, it will all be looking rosy again.